And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of November, 2009. It's the anniversary of a great many interesting historic events in the history of elections in this country. 1944, Franklin D. Roosevelt reelected with Harry S. Truman running for vice president to his fourth term as president. It was the last election in which a Democrat carried every state in the South. A few years later, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution was passed, which limited a president to two elected terms in office. 1967, the first black mayor of a major American city, that was Carl Stokes in Cleveland. And 20 years ago, Douglas Wilder was elected governor of Virginia, the first elected African-American governor. The same year, 1989, David Dinkins became the first black mayor of New York City. 1990, on this day, Ireland elected its first woman president, Mary Robinson. And in 2000, Hillary Clinton was elected to the Senate. She was the first lady to win public office in America. 1929, on this day, the Museum of Modern Art opened to the public in New York City just 9 days after the Great Wall Street crash. It's the birthday of the writer Albert Camus, born in Algeria in 1913, author of The Stranger, published in 1942, and a collection of essays, The Myth of Sisyphus, in the same year. And it was on this day, 1917, the October Revolution in Russia brought the first communist government in the world to power under the control of Lenin. The Tsar had become very unpopular since the beginning of World War I. The Russian army was poorly equipped, poorly led. They were losing to the Germans. The war had disrupted the economy, created huge food shortages. Soldiers began deserting. Many of them went to St. Petersburg. Food riots broke out in the winter of 1917. The Tsar stepped down from the throne in March, replaced by a provisional government, a democracy. There was freedom of speech in Russia and the right to vote in elections. But the provisional government decided to continue fighting in the war against Germany, and that helped to fuel the opposition. Lenin, who'd been in exile for 10 years, crossed the border in April, and he and the Bolsheviks and the workers' militia seized government buildings on this day in 1917, a coup that met almost no resistance, and Lenin was elected chairman of the Council of the new Soviet government. Here's a poem for today by Peter Schneider entitled The Thumb. In a nanosecond, David lost his thumb, the one his mother painted with pine pitch when he was 4 to keep him from forever sucking it. Unable to distinguish human flesh, the McCormick silo filler sliced it off, nail, bone, knuckle, and blew it skyward, an ounce of humanity in 1,000 tons of silage. Taken by surprise, David suppressed the truth. Before the rush of blood, he held up the stump, saw the clean-cut, gray bone marrow visible, and thrust it in his mouth where the memory of childhood security lay. Then he swore, tears rushing to his eyes, and ran, holding the stump with his good hand, blood oozing between his fingers. Joe, a huge bulk of a man and a constant neighbor, jumped from his wagon, caught David like a child, held him to his chest, not intimidated by blood or the tears of a grown man. The Thumb, a poem by Peter Schneider from Line Fence, published by Amherst Writers and Artists Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.